Welcome to another edition of the QI Guy podcast as we continue this new format of these short, sharp weekly episodes where I give some insight, some personal insight into quality improvement, my experience, my learning, and perhaps some things that are QI adjacent. Last week we spoke about social media, for example, and how you could use social media as a healthcare professional to boost your network, to boost your learning, your sharing power across organisational boundaries, even across different countries and around the globe. We're kind of going to keep that theme going this week, because what I want to talk about is artificial intelligence. Now, if you are coming to this and you work in healthcare or indeed in public services, artificial intelligence might be something that you don't really brush up against a lot in your day job. And certainly if you work in quality improvement, you might be thinking, well, how's artificial intelligence going to be relevant to me? And I hope I've got you intrigued to talk a wee bit more about it. So if you have been living under a rock and you don't know what artificial intelligence is, it's the science of making machines that can think like humans, that can do human tasks. And you'll see a lot of discourse in the media about artificial intelligence when it comes to art. So artificial intelligence ability to create paintings or songs. I'm a big music fan, those of you that know me, and I've listened to artificial intelligence being used to replicate famous singers' voices, like Freddie Mercury. Here's a song, AI generated, and it sounds like Freddie Mercury. It doesn't really, and that's a big part of the discourse. Can these machines have the same subtleties and nuances that the human experience brings to something like art? So you might be familiar with that, but of course, we're all probably interacting with artificial intelligence, whether we realise it or not, whether we're aware of it or not. It probably does have some impact on our day-to-day life. So, the top end of that scale might be something like if you have an electric car with maybe self-driving capability, that's going to rely heavily on artificial intelligence around the self-driving. But it could just be something as simple as your stream on Netflix that comes up and says suggested for you. That will be artificial intelligence working with algorithms in the background to learn the preferences that you like on Netflix, the shows, the films that you like, to then be able to make suggestions for you. And it could be something as simple as that. But how do I use it in my professional life, and what kind of tips can I give you as an improver, or just somebody working maybe in an administration, an admin type role, business role in healthcare? So one of the programs that I use, and I think is most kind of commonly used across the population, is ChatGPT. And I signed up to the free version. So if you've never come across it, Google ChatGPT and you can sign up for the free version. You just need your Google email address or something like that. And it's a text-based kind of tool, and you put in prompts and you put in text, and it's going to give you some output. And I use it primarily for two different ways. So in my role, I am senior enough in the organisation that you're often asked to kind of put your thoughts on a paper, write a paper, and that might take different formats, or write an email, for example, to a group. And you might need to communicate complex information and make it simple and accessible. You might be able to do that, I would say probably 8 times out of 10, I do that without even thinking about it, because your domain. So I know quality improvement, and I don't need to think too much about maybe what I want to say or want to suggest. But there's those couple of times where you're maybe writing a paper You're writing that email and you think to yourself, okay, I've got some content here, but I'm not quite sure if I'm making my point. I'm not quite sure if I'm communicating the points that I need to. I know that, again, working in quality improvement, we have our own language, we have our own terms that we use. Sometimes I can read something back and think that seems quite technical. I don't know if my audience that I'm trying to reach here would understand this. So I use something like ChatGPT, where I'll take what I've already created, and I want to make clear that I'm not using ChatGPT or AI to generate content, but I'm using it to kind of refine and improve the content that I've already created. So I'll maybe take that. If you work in healthcare, you'll know that we write a lot of SBARs, kind of reports, situation, background assessment, recommendation. So I'll maybe have that, and I'm not quite sure. I'll feed that into ChatGPT and put in some prompts to say, take the following text and make it more accessible, or take the following text and make it clear that I'm trying to make this point, etc., etc. And ChatGPT goes away, machine learning, and will spit out an answer. And it won't always be 100% correct. So that's another thing. Whatever you get from artificial intelligence, or whatever you get from ChatGPT, it wouldn't necessarily be 100% correct, but it might get you further towards your objective and help you. Now, that's particularly good and helpful for a couple of reasons, I think. One, a lot of remote working. So there's a lot of remote working happening in non-clinical services within healthcare. So you could be at home. You're alone, you're isolated. Something like ChatGPT gives you a colleague, if you like, that you can bounce ideas off of. If you were in an office environment, if this was pre-COVID, you were in an office environment, you'd probably ask somebody, can you have a read at this? I'm not quite sure if I'm getting there. Could you tell me what you think? We have lots of tools to allow us to do that remotely with our colleagues, but something like ChatGPT might give you another option to do that. And a little confession, I do use it, and so far nobody's come back to me and said, was that AI generated? Because importantly, I would probably say that 80 to 90% of it is my own thoughts, is my own writing, but that kind of 10 to 20% where it just improves the text, and it could be something like improve the phrasing and the structure and the grammar. It could be making what I've written a wee bit more accessible, thinking about my audience. And I find it hugely helpful, and it makes me much more efficient. But how do I use it as a quality improvement practitioner? Because we talk about quality improvement, and we often say it's kind of 80% relational, 20% technical. So actually, understanding your system, getting a sense of the problem, generating ideas that you could, test, prototype to bring about change. Technical tools are going to take you so far, but it's actually the conversation that you have with people. It's that collaboration with people that are delivering the work, etc., etc. ChatGPT for me, again, it doesn't remove the need to do that. We absolutely still have to do that. But what it can do is it can help with the outputs that you generate from that activity. So if you've, done the fishbone exercise with a team, or you have held that kind of ideation workshop, or you've held that kind of problem definition session to try and really understand what it is you need to do, ChatGPT could just be like an extra voice in the room, essentially. So if you've got that problem definition statement that you've done collaboratively in the room with folk, and you've worked in that, and you've got a handle of, okay, this is what we think the problem is, this is what we think the real challenge is, opportunity that we have. You could feed that into ChatGPT with prompts around what evidence is there for improving this? You know, what change ideas are out there? You know, how would you tackle this, etc., etc.? And it can give you, suggest some steps and suggest some ways forward. But much like I was describing with the kind of, you know, the administration business side, I would always start, and this is just my preference, I would start with something. I wouldn't be looking for ChatGPT or artificial intelligence, whatever program you use to generate that content. Because I think that's maybe when you stray into the, you know, what we're talking about with art. It's kind of there, but it's not quite there. So you need to start with that human element. And I think where something like artificial intelligence or ChatGPT helps is enhancing what you've already got and maybe giving you a different perspective or broadening your horizons around your response and how you might take that forward. So I would kind of challenge you to think about if you've used it, if you haven't used AI in a non-clinical sense. You know, could you use something like ChatGPT? We're going to have a little poll up on the QI Guy Twitter, X rather, there you go, up on the X account, which is at the QI underscore guy, simply asking, do you use artificial intelligence such as ChatGPT in your work? Simple yes or no metric. We want to get a kind of a binary response, but please do in the response to that post, tell us what you're using and perhaps what your thoughts are. So as always, thanks for listening. We are going to be continuing with this new format, and we are going to be peppering in some longer form conversations over the next couple of weeks as well, so keep an eye out for them. If you have enjoyed those interview style conversations, they're going to be coming soon. Make sure you like, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, leave us a review, give us some feedback on the X account, and tell us if you're liking this new format, how could we improve it. And until next time, take care.